June 30th marks the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., and we'd like to celebrate this milestone with you. You're invited to an open house at the studio and office of Lutheran Public Radio beginning Tuesday afternoon at 4 on June the 30th. Food, friendship, and fun. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org. We hope to see you here in Collinsville, Illinois on Tuesday, June the 30th. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org. Now it's time to play Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game with very few rules. You listen, you vote, that's it. We have four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We'll play them for you. You listen. And then, after you've listened to all four, give us a call or email us, and you vote. Just tell us which one you've picked for Soundbite of the Week and why. 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. And the email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. He's talking about church consultants.
Think about what the consultants would have said to Noah. You know, he preached 120 years, and he had a church of seven souls there, his wife and his three sons and his sons' wives, and no one ever came. So he calls the church growth guru consultant and says, "Hey, I've been preaching for 50 years, and only seven people are part of my church." And he would tell them, "Well, you need a better parking lot, and you need cushier seats, and hey, all this talk about wrath and flood and ark and judgment, you got to cut all that out. It's turning people off." So Noah could have had some sort of huge mega church, and they would have all gone down with the flood. So this business of effectiveness and efficiency is just terrible, and we shouldn't find it in the church.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be the soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers and their votes get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. bumper sticker, and an Issues Etc. pin. By the way, we're going to be giving some away those LPR bundle packages Tuesday at our open house for our one-year anniversary. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two this week comes from Bridget Gabriel. She's talking about what really drives Iranian politics.
What can we say? It's a dictatorship. Iran is heading in a one-way direction, especially the Mullah regime. What is driving the Iranian regime in their development of a nuclear weapon is a messianic vision to bring the Islamic Messiah or the Mahdi in order to make Islam supreme throughout the world. And the only way the Messiah can come back is by creating a catastrophe throughout the world which will usher his return. This is what Shiite Muslims believe, and this is what's driving their nuclear development program, because they believe if they finish the bomb and wipe Israel off the map, that will create that disaster required in order to bring back the Mahdi or the Islamic Messiah.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Give us a call and vote or email us, 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. This one has actually gotten a lot of very favorable response, not the soundbite per se, but the interview that we did with Pastor Daniel Deutschlander on the theology of the cross. One of the concepts deep within the theology of the cross is the so-called hidden God.
God hides himself in the cross. God hides himself in lowliness. He hides himself in weakness. People want to see God in glory. Well, go back and see the appearances of God in glory. See him at Mount Sinai. Terror. Dread, death. But he wraps himself in holiness in the whisper to Elijah on the mountain. In the manger, there's the Almighty God. Suffering and dying on the cross, there's the Almighty God. And that's replicated in the Christian. What is the Christian by virtue of the fact that he's forgiven? He's a saint. He's a child of God. He's a part of the bride of Christ. Christ rules all of history for him and for his benefit. But he doesn't see that now. It's an article of faith. What he sees now is weakness and lowliness. And so God keeps coming to him in, in meekness, in weakness, in lowliness. In what? In the Word, in the simple sacraments. That's where God is to be found. We don't want to see God this side of the grave in His glory. We want to embrace Him and love Him in His lowliness, in the manger, on the cross, at the empty tomb, in the Word, in the water of baptism, in the bread and the wine of the sacred supper. That's where He encounters us, and that's what we love.
All right, that's soundbite number 3. Should it be the soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback at issuesetc.org. And soundbite number 4 comes straight out of the news and reality TV. A little montage of John and Kate Gosselin on their crazy and now rather sad life.
It might be a crazy life,
but it's our life.
Kate and I have decided to separate.
Yes, we have decided that we will separate.
It's just not good for our kids for us to be arguing in front of our kids. We can't be cordial with one another, then we decide to separate.
I'm not very fond of the idea, personally, but I know it's necessary because my goal is peace for the kids.
This is their house. We bought this house for them, not for us. The security, the room, the land, all for them.
My kids are the reason I have always done everything. My kids were the reason I laid on bed rest for 30 entire weeks.
Yeah, the world isn't about ratings and TV. It's about happiness and love and companionship and intimacy and, you know, family and God and, you know. I think we all get caught up in everything. Too much of anything is bad. Because I love my kids and I love my family and that's what it is. What did we say in the beginning? It's a crazy life, but it's our life. That's so true.
All right, that's soundbite number 4, John and Kate Gosselin on their crazy life. Which of these 4 should be the soundbite of the week this week? I want to hear from you, your votes. Call us 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. This break is a great time to call or email us right here in the studio on this Friday afternoon, the 26th of June. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Got a lot of email coming in. We'll get to all of it and your votes for Soundbite of the Week this week. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois. Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland. Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming. Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington. Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois. Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas. St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois. Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois. Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois. And Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. At our website, issuesetc.org, click Promote. The Issues Etc. 300.
Putting Christ back into Christian radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
The leadership of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is proposing sweeping changes in structure and governance. These changes would further centralize power in the church's bureaucracy and decrease the voice of LCMS congregations and laity. Stay informed. Read the new broadcast transcripts on this subject. You'll find them at the top of the on-demand page at issuesetc.org. These transcripts are a must-read for every layperson and pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Issuesetc.org. Click on demand.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Nathan Neben, Alan Dungy, Kirk Sanford, Armin Miller, Rand Powers, Samuel Hill, Stephen Badal, Larry and Lindy Eslick, Philip Ahrens, and Scott Staub. Thanks for your support. I know what.
play Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, the 26th of June. Phone callers get top priority and listeners with the best reason for their vote. We'll get an LPR bundle package. Our call-in number 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's Amy listening in Birmingham, Alabama. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Todd.
What's your vote, Amy?
I think I'd have to say the John and Kate quote because it displays such colossal cluelessness.
Colossal cluelessness.
Yes. I mean, of course, it's never pleasant or good to have parents arguing and unable to get along in front of children, but so the fix is to break up the family?
It's like cutting off your – It's we don't want to be fighting in front of the kids. It's not good for them. Let's divorce in front of the kids.
Yeah.
That'll
Let's
be really divorce. Good for them.
Let's have the parents shuffling back and forth. Let's introduce boyfriends and girlfriends, and let's keep it all on television.
Oh, my goodness.
Great idea. Mm-hmm.
All right, you're depressing me, Amy. Thank you very much for listening in Birmingham. I appreciate
Thank you,
it. Oh, what about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois says, I vote for soundbite number 3. As a sinner, I cannot approach God in his holiness, but when God is hidden in human flesh, he can approach me in word and sacrament. Man, she sounds like a Lutheran, if you ask me. Thank you very much, Marilyn. Don is calling from Junction City, Kansas. Don, thank you for waiting.
Yeah, Todd, I vote for soundbite number 3. The theology of the cross is so important, and it seems that so many churches are getting it wrong today and substituting the theology of glory. We must ever be on guard to that temptation. Thank you.
Thank you, Don, and an excellent reason, too. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Joshua in Cedar Rapids, Iowa says, I vote for number 3. Theology of the cross is a great message. We need to play again. Wonderful message. 4 is just said and seems so convoluted and misguided. Seems all John and Kate really put first is their individual feelings. And by the way, I know they are Christians. I got the impression it was a non-denominational church. Have you guys investigated that at all? Maybe it contributed. I don't know. I do know that they kind of featured a couple seasons ago, their church going. Whew. Karen in Laramie, Wyoming says, I had to email in and vote for Pastor Wolf Miller's comments. Having been trained as a director of Christian education at one of our synodical colleges and after reading all of the church growth books and digesting all of the misapplied scripture to justify what it is the books were pushing, Pastor Wolf Miller's absurd interpretation doesn't sound so bad to me. And anyway, anyone who can come up with the term damn evangelism, that's what he said. It was damn evangelism, not evangelism, but damn evangelism gets my vote any day. Karen, thank you very much for listening in Laramie. Now, let's see, Jeremiah is calling from a namesake on this day celebration, by the way. Jeremiah calling from Liverpool, New York. I vote for soundbite number 3, Pastor Professor Deutschlander. Well, let me find it again. He just scrolled down. There we go. Thanks and God's blessings. Thank you, Jeremiah, for your vote. Brian in Elm Grove, Wisconsin, votes for Daniel Deutschlander. His recent book on the theology of the cross from Northwest Publishing House is awesome. I agree. It truly is. There are 3 or 4 of these books that rightly explicate the theology of the cross, and one of them is this one. I'd also put it along next to Dr. Veith's Spirituality of the Cross, too. Thomas in Kenosha, Wisconsin, I cast my vote for my favorite professor, soundbite number 3, Pastor Daniel Deutschlander on the hidden God. Thank you, Thomas in Kenosha. Elaine in Canada, I would love to be at your celebrations on June the 30th, and we'd love to have you here, Elaine. However, the best I can do is wish you all God's richest blessings. Your radio show is the best. Why? It is the best because it brings out the truth of God's word in these times of so many untruths. I have a hot dog or whatever, I'll have a little whatever, too. And a drink for me, says Elaine in Canada. My vote for soundbite number 2, what drives Iranian politics? I just received my book, The Great Divide, by Dr. Alvin Schmidt, and I think we all have to take note of the dangers of Islam and not be fooled by the politically correct notion that Islam is a religion of peace. Elaine, thank you. Josh in Wisconsin's email says, I vote for soundbite number 1, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. But I would take exception with his statement that there is this business of effectiveness and efficiency is just terrible, and we shouldn't find it in the church. I would contend that there is a place for effectiveness and efficiency in the church, just not at the cost of the gospel. In fact, as far as non-congregational ministries go, Issues Etc. is one of the most efficient and effective ministries out there. I happen to agree. But at the same time, it is Christ-centered and cross-focused. We just need to make sure that we don't sacrifice the gospel in the name of effectiveness and efficiency. Very well put, Josh. Thank you. Dennis in Michigan says, my vote is for Soundbite, the soundbite of Pastor Deutschlander on the theology of the cross. If God did not hide himself from us, we'd still be running around in fig leaves looking for places to hide from him, as did Adam and Eve. To all he said so well, I say amen. Dennis in Michigan, thank you very much. This vote for soundbite number 4, because it's unequivocally true and there's no one more qualified to know this than Ms. Gabriel. The tragedy here is that most of the mainstream media is masking this important information about Iran. Consequently, the masses are duped into believing that Islam is a religion, is a peaceful and loving religion, wishing no one ill. This is a lie straight from hell. Even a cursory reading of the Quran provides otherwise. Thank God for people like Bridget Gabriel. We should pray for her and the other brave souls who dare to speak the truth. That's from Deborah in Dallas, Texas. This vote comes from James in Hoopston, Illinois. Given a choice between drowning in a popular megachurch or floating in a small but faithful congregation, I will take the faithful congregation. I vote for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's comment for soundbite number 1. I will be playing this segment to my board of elders at our next meeting. Very good. Thank you, James. Let's see. This email comes from John in Belmont, California. I think it's John in Belmont, California. From my college experience, I can say that you can't spend any amount of time with Professor Deutschlander and not come out a Lutheran, at least if you take what he says to heart. The soundbite and the entire interview was evidence of that. Thank you very much for listening in Belmont, California. And Scott in Oakwood, Illinois, voting for soundbite number 3. He votes for Daniel Deutschlander in The Hiddenness of God this week. It made it through the evaluation of problems and solutions. The Gosselins are out of the question for me. Wolf Miller's quote shows us a problem created by those outside the church trying to change the insides, but offers little way of solution. Bridget Gabriel shows opens the door for us realizing the eerie parallels between the Messiah ideologies of present-day Muslims and the Jews of Jesus' day. Deutschlander shows us the true nature of our greater God, who is concerned with drawing all people to himself through Christ by means of the Holy Spirit. So, I wasn't keeping track. I was reading so quickly. My mind's astir. Who's the winner this week? Soundbite number 3, and that's Pastor Daniel Deutschlander on the hidden God. One more vote from David in Kansas City, just so that we get them all counted. He votes for soundbite number 3, the theology of the cross. It shows us how Jesus is hidden in terms of his glory now, yet he comes to us daily in his grace. Thank you very much for your vote and for listening in Kansas City. Here's the winner this week of soundbite of the week, soundbite number 3, Daniel Deutschlander.
God hides himself in the cross. God hides himself in lowliness. He hides himself in weakness. People want to see God in glory. Well, go back and see the appearances of God in glory. See him at Mount Sinai. Terror, dread, death. But he wraps himself in holiness in the whisper to Elijah on the mountain. In the manger, there's the Almighty God. Suffering and dying on the cross, there's the Almighty God. And that's replicated in the Christian. What is the Christian by virtue of the fact that he's forgiven? He's a saint. He's a child of God. He's a part of the bride of Christ. Christ rules all of history for him and for his benefit. But he doesn't see that now. It's an article of faith. What he sees now is weakness and lowliness. And so God keeps coming to him in meekness and weakness and lowliness. In what? In the Word. In the simple sacraments. That's where God is to be found. We don't want to see God this side of the grave in his glory. We want to embrace him and love him in his lowliness, in the manger, on the cross, at the empty tomb, in the Word, in the water of baptism, in the bread and the wine of the sacred supper. That's where he encounters us, and that's what we love.
There's your soundbite of the week this week. Amy in Birmingham, Alabama, called early in the game. If you would call us back or send us an email with your mailing address and your shirt size, I'd like to send you an LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who played, who listened, and who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Well, we're only days away from that one-year anniversary of Issues Etc. return to the air, and we're asking you to answer a question for us. What does Issues Etc. mean to you? You can leave your answer with our comment line, 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. If you wake up in the middle of the night one night and are simply appreciating what you've heard on Issues Etc. that day, just give us a call. It's always open, always ready to take your call, 618-223-8384, the Issues Etc. comment line, your answer to the question, what does Issues Etc. mean to you? In the second hour of the program, Pastor David Runyon Bareford of a UCC reform group called Biblical Witness Fellowship will join us to talk about the first General Synod, or the General Synod of the United Church of Christ, that begins today in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Dr. Andrew Steinman will help us remember Old Testament Saint Jeremiah a little later in that second hour of the program. And then we'll talk about that new report on people who go to megachurches. Scott Thuma of the Hartford Institute for Religion Research that did the new study will be with us. And then Michael Spencer of InternetMonk.com will join us to tell us what it all means. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour two of Issues Etc. in 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.